800-686-2222.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
So good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday and we are going to help you to have some very unusual plants in your garden this year, make things a lot easier for you so that you can enjoy the garden without a lot of work. And joining us is Anthony Tesler, and they have produced a brand new phlox, the tall phlox. And if you're a gardener, you know that tall phlox are a real problem. But this particular tall phlox called Volcano is resistant to powdery mildew. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. And how are you this morning?
I'm very well. I'm so glad you were able to join us all the way down under from Australia. And we're very, very pleased that you can help to educate and train our gardeners to have more fun in the garden. We've talked about the volcano.
I think they already do that, Paul. Have fun. Because you help them make fun.
Well, we try. We really do try. Gardening is a lot of work, so it should be fun. Now, we've talked about the volcano phlox a few weeks ago. Could you remind our listeners what makes the volcano phlox different than any other garden phlox?
Well, it's when we go out looking for plants, we look for plants that stand apart than the traditional plants. This one we saw, and it was an absolutely flowering machine. Just loved the way it sort of came in a bloom, lots of bloom on the top of the head, nice and conical. Nice, really vigorous plant. It grows to around about 2.5-3 feet tall. It's really the most disease tolerant of basically all the phlox we've seen. We've seen, and there's a lot of talk about David being the best white and disease resistant. When you put the two together, Volcano really excels. It does well in the garden. It looks great in a clump. And it really, when you plant it in a clump, it really highlights the whole garden. They're sort of, they got that sex appeal, as if the way I can put it.
Well, I've talked to you before, and I know that when you find something, it has to be special. And one of the things that you always look for is for a plant that will bloom for a long time. How long will this phlox bloom, David? Anthony.
No problems. It begins flowering in summer, and it comes out, really blooms, and then when it's finished blooming, and it'll flower for about 3 or 4 weeks, when it's finished blooming, it can just cut off just above the flower stem, and it will come back and bloom again right up until fall.
So it will bloom over and over and over again.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's this blooming machine type thing that we look for in plants.
Wow, wow. Now, what kind of colors do they come in?
Currently, we've got purple, a white, and as I said, the white is the cleanest, purest white that you've ever seen in a phlox. There's pink with a white eye, and there's pink with a red eye. And each of those have got its own special character and color that comes through.
Now you said that the size of the volcano phlox, there is a great variety, and you can use it in a cutting garden. Can you tell us anything else about the plant?
Yeah, it's the plant itself is, as I said, it looks good in the garden. If you want to cut some and you've got a lot there, because normally when I have my flowers in the garden, I like to leave them there because, I'm cutting it and bringing it inside. But if I've got a lot in the garden and the phlox, once they settle down, they produce a lot of stems, then I don't mind picking occasionally and bringing them inside.
Now, when you first plant it, you're going to get, what, 3, 4, 5 stems the first season? And
yes.
What will happen after that, Anthony?
Once you plant them, we normally plant them around about 12 or 16 inches apart. And then the first year, they'll put up their 4 or 5 stems each. And then the next year, they sort of come together where they never overcrowd, but they fill in the gaps. So after about 3 or 4 years' time, you've got this beautiful patch of colour that ours here, because we're in the middle of summer here. So, you know, you're just coming into spring. So I'm looking at our trial gardens here, and they just fill the whole garden there, or the whole patch that we've put in. We've got around about one patch per colour of about 20 feet long by about 6 feet wide. And that is just one mass of growth and colour.
So each plant will spread 3 feet by 3 feet wide?
No. Each plant will, once they come up in the, so if I put the corn, the first plant down, you might get 3 or 4 stems the first year. And then the next year you might get around about 8 or 9, and the third year about 15 or something. But once you plant them about 12 or 16 inches apart, they just sort of fill in together. So ultimately, one plant might be around about 12 to 16 inches round.
Wow. Beautiful. And they're a nice upright growing variety. Nice strong stems.
Yes. When you see them, they're all standing up like little soldiers. Very firm. Even though we get a lot of wind through our trial gardens here, I've never, ever seen any that have been pushed over.
Now, is there any special way that you recommend that people water these new phlox?
With a lot of phlox and a lot of plants, it's always best, if you can, to put the water at the bottom, right? Don't sprinkle over the top, but it does happen, and we try and get plants that, we look at it, and how can you dumb a plant down? And that is to put it in, water it how you want to water it and let it go. So with plants that's flowering in summer and can have a few problems, it's always best to leave a little bit of air around the garden. Don't crowd them in amongst everything else. Plants do like a little bit of fresh air to keep them bright and cheerful.
Exactly. Now, how about special care? I know this is a very unique plant. Do they need any special care?
No. It's part of our philosophy, because when we all love gardening, but we don't want to be beholden to the garden. And so when we look at plants, we pay special attention to get a plant that you can plant it down, just water it occasionally, give it a good feed, and again, you know, with the Aspoma fertilizer or something like that, just put that in the ground, and that's basically it. I love a garden that gives me a lot of color with basically little work. Okay, I've got to go out and pull some weeds occasionally, but I don't want to do any extra work on the plant that I've put in. I want it to look after itself, and that's what we look for.
Exactly. So if you can cut back on the amount of maintenance, and one of the big maintenance of tall phlox is spraying. If we can eliminate most of that work, that's going to be a big plus. Any suggestions on how volcano phlox can be used in the garden?
I'll just go back one step. Spraying in our garden, we do not spray any plants at all. And none of the phlox get any spraying at all, and they look fabulous.
Wow.
You've got to ask me that question again, because now I've forgotten it.
Do you have any suggestions as to how volcano phlox can be used in the garden?
I love it. And to me, the phlox give me a bit of an English country garden type of look. And I like it in amongst and scattered around the garden. But then if I've got another spot that I really want to pop and highlight, then I'll plant four or five together. And I often love one colour in one clump. And it really pumps the colour up. And there's nothing nicer than sort of coming in, driving in the car, and you see this big, beautiful, I'm going to say, hunk of colour sitting there in the corner or in the front to greet you. And so I like clumps of one colour.
Wow. Now, how about a little bit of shade, Anthony? Will these tall phlox take a little bit of shade?
They will. We test them in our garden again here in full sun, partial shade. We've got others, and I just had a look 2 days ago. We've got a very mixed large garden. We've planted a lot of phlox in there that would get approximately about 60% of sun, you know, according to the plants that are covering it as it goes along. And we've had absolutely no trouble at all.
Great. Anthony, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. I got a couple more questions. And then I want you to tell listeners about a brand new begonia for the sun.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Well, good morning, and welcome back. We're talking with Anthony Tesler, and Anthony is a gardener extraordinaire, and his dream is to fill your garden with unusual plants and plants that have character, and you need to do as little as possible to enjoy them. And we've been talking about a new tall phlox called Volcano. And it's mildew resistant, and Anthony says no spraying is needed. Now, when will these plants be available, Anthony?
And they, excuse me, they start coming through in late spring. So from around about April, May onwards, you'll see some smaller plants, and then later on in summer, you'll start seeing the others in full flower in bigger pots.
Wonderful. Now, where can people get information about the Volcano phlox?
They can go to our website, and they just type in Volcano phlox on the Google, and they'll see it there under Tesla, and just click that, and it'll bring you to the page.
That's wonderful. Now, we have some people that love begonias, which I do, and sunny deck, and we'd like to plant something other than marigolds and petunias, and you have found a new begonia called Bonfire. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Bonfire, it's a boliviensis type of begonia. In other words, it's slightly different than your normal round flowered type. This one can cascade. You can put it in a pot and it cascades over the side. Beautiful, bright orange, pendula-type flowers that really sort of burst at you in the orange. It's an iridescent orange almost. And they're covered all over the plant. It was developed by the New Zealand government, and they went into Bolivia and did some looking at some brand new type of species, and they brought them back and did a lot of crossing. And Bonfire is the result of about 20 years of work in trying to get something that's excitingly different.
Now, you've got some different colors of this begonia also, right?
Yes, the original one was this exotic bright red-orange, and that's got really sort of bright, lush green foliage. It's often sometimes you get a beautiful flower and the foliage is not nice, but there's the foliage and the flowers on the bonfire are just brilliant. Then we've got the next one in the breeding came along, and it's got chocolate plum foliage and bright red flowers. And then the third one is, again, chocolate plum-coloured foliage, and it's really soft pastel pink.
Now, can these begonias be grown in the garden as well as containers?
Yes, they actually love the garden. You'd want to put them in full sun and make sure that they don't get wet feet. So you'd put them either in a mounded bed or on a slight slope or anything like that. Anywhere where they don't get wet feet, they just love it. And they'll sort of... We've got some there that are around about 10 years old. We've got a Californian-type climate, so very different than your climate. I'm not sure it will... If you want to get them flowering the next year, you'd have to, like the cannas, bring them inside in a pot in the basement, to keep them relatively dryish, and then bring them out next year and see if they'll come back again.
If you're growing them in a pot, Anthony, could you take that container inside, put it in the sunny window, and have them bloom during the winter months, or aren't the days long enough?
The days are not going to be long enough for that, Paul. You can do it in the middle of summer, and we have done that here through our offices, but over winter, you're just not getting enough daylight.
Okay. Now, where can they find the bonfire begonias?
They should be available through the independent garden centres. Some of the larger box stores will also have them, but you'd have to go in there and ask for them bonfire by name, and then they should be able to get them for them if they haven't got them in.
That's wonderful. Anthony, thank you so much for joining us, and check out the website, www.tesselaar.com, for more information. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super C Veg.
And with the Super C Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C Veg as the unvitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C-Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C-Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-Veg. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C-Veg daily is eating right. How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Has your garden soil had a checkup lately? Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your garden this year, maximize your soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. For maximum yields, start with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Take a look at that website if you get a chance, because there's some really unique plants that will help to brighten up your garden. It's TESSELAAR.com. And this new begonia, it's incredible. The flower is about almost 2 to 3 inches in long, and it opens up. Often it reminds me of a shade. Oh, my mind just went blank. Anyways, it's a beautiful flower, and the colors are great, and they cascade over, great for containers. Flower looks like a fuchsia. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dana from Maine with a question about garbers.
Hey, Dana, good morning. How can we help you with your garden today?
Good morning. I have a neighbor who moved in, and right before she moved in, the son of the owners brought in a bunch of soil, and now her and redid her lawn, and now the entire lawn is grub filled and skunks digging in it, and of course it's coming over this way. And I want to help her with that. What are your suggestions for redoing a large area for grub control?
Well, I'll tell you, they sell several different products, and what you want is something called season long. The reason is they have a product that will release all of its power all at the same time, and then they have one that releases it slowly over a longer period of time. And because you've got grubs of different stages and different sides, I think she would have better results if she was to use the season long. And she can get that at her local garden center. And I would apply it around April 1st. I wouldn't do it now. It's still a little bit early. And then once she puts the product down, have her either try and do it when it's going to rain to wash it into the ground, or put her sprinkler on, and then she can reseed. I wouldn't go through all the work of adding fresh seed to repair the damage until you've killed the grubs. And you need to have warm days on a regular basis. And, you know, we've had warm weather all winter long, but wait until April 1st, season long, grub control, wash it in thoroughly. And then by April 1st, you can start planting a new lawn by seed and put down a seed starter fertilizer, and she should be in good shape. Now, tell her that if the skunks or the raccoons come back out looking and they start digging, in the areas where they are digging, have her buy a box of mothball flakes or mothballs and broadcast it in that area like you do rock salt on ice. It doesn't have to be heavy, but you want to have it in that area because the animals will come and they will smell. And when they get a smell of the camphor in the mothballs, it will drive them away and they'll stop digging. But you need to kill the grubs, and they probably did come in with that soil. So season long, fresh grass seed, a seed starter fertilizer, and if they do return, and because it's been so warm, a lot of the animals are coming out of hibernation early and they're starving. So they're digging in your lawn looking for food. So get some mothballs just to be on the safe side, and that should control it. But the season long will last for a 4-month period, which will be April, May, June, and July. And that should kill everything that comes in and everything that's there for the entire season. Thank you, and a real good question. But the animals are definitely out early. Raccoons and skunks are everywhere right now, and they should just be waking up, but they've been active for well over a month. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Janice from New Hampshire with a question about Bromeliads.
Janice, good morning. How can we help you today?
Hey, cool. Thanks for taking my call. So this
my
is
pleasure.
A houseplant. Oh, thank you. This is a houseplant question. A couple of years ago for Mother's Day, my daughter bought me a beautiful bromeliad, and it had a vibrant orange center stalk. But over time, it turned brown, and I pulled it out. And I kept the plant and kept hoping that, you know, I would have another vibrant orange center stalk, and it never came back. So the other day, I replaced it with a new bromeliad with a gorgeous orange center stalk, and I was wondering if there are any methods I can use to extend the life of that beautiful center blossom.
Okay. Have you been feeding it at all?
Well, I now understand that I'm supposed to feed the center stalks instead of the dirt in the pot.
Okay, what you want to do is this. You want to feed the soil with something like Miracle-Gro or Blooming and Rooting Fertilizer.
Okay.
The center of that whorl of foliage is like a vase. And the center is hollow, and that's where the bloom comes out. So the most important thing for you to do is the very center of that whorl of foliage should have water in it at all times. So when you water the soil, check the center and make sure that you add water and keep it in it, because the flowers that come out will be pollinated, and that will activate the plant to make a side shoot. Once it makes a side shoot or two, then what will happen is the mother will transfer her energy when the blooming cycle is over to these little babies. They call them pups. She'll transfer her energy to the pups. And the pups will grow from underneath her. They'll get bigger and bigger. And then eventually, mom will pass away. You'll take a knife, cut, and remove the mother plant. And now you'll get these two whorls of foliage that will be green. Now, repot it into a container 2 inches larger in size. Put it outside for the summer. Let it grow, again, keeping the center filled at all times. In the fall, when the kids go back to school, bring the bromeliad inside the house. Put it in an east or a west window where it's going to get good light, but no direct sun on it. When the kids go back to school, get a clear plastic bag, like a dry cleaning bag, something that's got some size to it. Take a red apple, bang it on your countertop until it's fully bruised, cut it in half, put it inside the plastic bag with your bromeliad plant. Tie a knot in the bag. And as the apple begins to break down, it will produce a gas called ethylene. And ethylene gas will be absorbed into the foliage of the bromeliad, and it will cause it to make a bloom, that orange-colored blossom that comes out of your plant. But you need to have ethylene gas. You don't want to buy a big tank of it when all you need is rotting or bad fruit. And I learned this in college. What happened was my college roommate was leaving to go home early. It was a Friday. He stopped at the dining common, picked up a lunch to bring with him, and in the bag was an apple. He took the lunch, put it in the flower chest in the classroom, left and forgot his lunch. The whole weekend went by, We got back to class on Monday, and when we got there, my teacher said, who left their lunch in the into the flower chest? And we had big containers of carnations and mums, snapdragons, and so forth to use for the floral design class. And my roommate put up his hand and said it was me. And he said, I want the whole class to come here. We walked up to the front of the class. We looked in the chest, and all the flowers were dying. What happened was the apple in the bag gave out ethylene gas. It was trapped inside the cooler, and all of the flowers started to go to sleep, and they were dying. On the other hand, with bromeliads and pineapple, if you take a pineapple top and you root it, you cut it from your pineapple, eat the flesh of the pineapple, clean it up, stick the foliage into a pot of soil, it will make a root system. And if you go on my website, paulparent.com, it will give you directions on how to make a pineapple plant under garden show topics. And when it's well rooted, after a 6-month period, you do the same thing. You put the pineapple top or the bromeliad in a plastic bag with a bruised cut in half apple. Let it sit in there for a 10-day period. Do not untie it so the gas is confined. The foliage will absorb it. It will fertilize the plant. You untie it, throw the apple in the trash, throw the bag away, and within a 2-month period, little shoots will come out with all the color that you had before. But you need ethylene gas from the apple. Great question. Thank you.
Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com. Click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tom, let's go right to the phone line. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mark from Mass with a question about asparagus.
Hey, Mark, good morning. How can we help you with the garden today?
Hugh, I got two questions, actually. One is, I've got a great asparagus bed, but it's inundated with grass and weeds. Is there any way of knocking that down? Or how would I maintain that?
Well, right now, the asparagus is still asleep and dormant. So what I would do is I would go in the garden now, and I would give it a real good weeding and a good cleaning. And then get it nice and level. And then when you're done, buy a product called Preem. P-R-E-E-M. Preem is a weed preventer, and it will create a barrier on the ground, and it will kill all of the seeds that are there but will not hurt your asparagus, because asparagus is a perennial, and it's not a seed, and it will poke right up through it, and you have eliminated crabgrass and things like that. But clean it first, get it level, put down Preem, follow the recommendations, and then water, and you should be okay. And what was the second question?
Fertilizer for the asparagus.
I'll tell you, my dad, every year, what he would do is he would buy chicken manure. If you can't get chicken, then use composted or seasoned cow manure. And he would put a good inch over the whole bed. And, man, that stuff would just jump out of the ground. But he would do it in the fall and then again in the spring with animal manure, and it worked very, very well. If you use a liquid like Miracle-Gro, it gives it a push for about 2 weeks and it's gone. And you've got a permanent plant. So you need something organic.
Okay.
You can't get manure, then use Dr. Earth. Has something called Dr. Earth Vegetable Fertilizer with probiotics, or Espoma has Vegetable Tone with Mycorrhizae. Either one of those two. But organic is what you want to use because it will last longer. And you have a long-term plant. And say, any liquid will last 2 weeks. If you use a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5, it's a chemical, and it will last in your garden for 30 days, and then it's gone. If you use organic, like Vegetable Tone or Dr. Earth Vegetable Garden, with probiotics, it will last 4 months. So you do it in April, and then again at the end of August to give it a push for the late summer and into the early fall to get ready for the following year, and you'll be in great shape. And then in the fall, if you can side dress with animal manure, or else if you have compost, spread some compost over the garden. But the main thing is weed it and clean it now. Put down the preem and then add your cow manure, chicken manure, or compost on top of the preem weed control products. And again, it will only kill a seed, will not hurt your asparagus plant. Great questions. We're here for you every single Sunday, and if we can help you, check out the website, paulparent.com. We have a newsletter that will come out every single Thursday, and there's a lot of wonderful information, and we have a couple of seats left on a trip to the Chelsea Flower Show in May 22nd through the 30th. Check it out on the website, paulparent.com. Click on Garden Tour and look it over. It could be something that you would really enjoy because the Chelsea Flower Show is the Cadillac of all garden tours. Have a great week, everybody. Tom, thanks for all your help. Bye-bye.